This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello, once again, from the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago. We're going to take some time now to visit with the president of Illinois Farm Bureau, Mr. Rich Giebert. Rich, great to see you here in Chicago and have a few minutes to visit with you.
Well, thank you very much, Katie. It's always a pleasure to visit with you and your listeners back home.
I always enjoy talking with you and getting an update. You're from Randolph County, so not too far from home for us and our listeners. We're here in Chicago for the annual meeting, always a huge event for Illinois Farm Bureau, something that you guys plan and work towards all year long. So fill us in on the awesome things that are happening here in Chicago.
Well, let's start with yesterday evening, the awards program for all our county presidents, all the activities and programs that they participate in, the tremendous outpouring of volunteers on the county level, whether it's on Ag in the Classroom, telling agriculture's story, or visiting with legislators. And, you know, you look at a number of Sarnia counties have adopted legislators in their programs.
And not only did you have the award ceremony on Saturday evening, I know that Monday is a big day with delegate session. You're looking at those resolutions. Any big hitters that you're going to be talking about this year?
Not any real big controversial submittals. Yeah, there's some stuff on environmental regulations, biofuels, RFS standards, you know, what we all need, all what we want, reaffirming trade. That's always important to us, trade agreements. If you listen to any of the political rhetoric in the presidential campaign in the last year, been a lot of that. And then we have a number of bylaw submittal changes. One that deals with a new class of membership, and that has come about from our discussions with county presidents, managers, and board of directors over the future of the organization. Looking forward, how do we provide a value for our membership? How are we more inclusive to our members? How do we communicate to our members in the next 100 years? And it's all very important. So we'll see where that goes. A lot of youth are probably in this class of membership. They're interested in agriculture or ag careers or farming. They go to college for that. They join the collegiate Farm Bureau chapters. We have four major universities, a number of community colleges where we have that. And then they come back home to either farm or take on a career or a job in the community. Gives them an opportunity to grow their leadership skills that when their father retires or uncle or whoever, and they come back to the farm, they have those leadership skills to step up and serve on county boards and maybe as a district director or maybe even vice president or president of this great organization.
Well, I know that the talk has been over the last couple of years is that the issue of Farm Bureau is aging. You have a lot of older members. How do you involve the younger generation? So it sounds like that is what you're trying to do with that resolution, and I can't wait to hear what the results are. You mentioned the collegiate Farm Bureaus. Have you invited those members to attend the annual meeting, and did you have a good response?
Absolutely, and they're here. They're very engaged in our young leader programs. And this morning, they had their awards program and showcased a number of county activities and programs that they have. We have our Achievement Award winners and those, our Discussion Meet winners. We had the state runoff for our discussion representative here that's going to the American Farm Bureau annual meeting in Phoenix in January. So we look forward to that. They are the future of this organization. And I think it's in great hands. These kids, or I shouldn't say kids, these young adults are sharp. I'm just amazed at their drive and their willingness to participate, and their enthusiasm is just tremendous.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of enthusiasm yourself, so it's great to hear that coming from the leader of the organization. Now, we have all the counties throughout the state of Illinois, which is there's nearly 100 of them here in Chicago. What does that mean for you as the leader to see all of your members coming together?
Oh, it's great. It's always a unique opportunity. I've been coming here for quite a while. Not as long as John White, who celebrated his 50th time to an IA annual meeting. Great, tremendous. But to reacquaint old acquaintances and to make new acquaintances. And I do that each and every year I come up here. I see new people and meet and greet them. and next year we'll come back, or I'm on the county level or on the district level, shake hands, say hi, and say, thanks for coming. Really appreciate it.
Any words to those hearing this and thinking, well, I'm not a Farm Bureau member, but it sounds like they have a lot of fun. What would you say to those people?
I would say if you have an interest in agriculture, any way, shape, form, please get a hold of your county Farm Bureau. Volunteer for an Ag in a Classroom program. If it's just one project or one committee to serve on for a short period of time, your engagement would be well worth the effort and the opportunity. You'd learn so much, and the counties would really appreciate any volunteers for Ag in a Classroom, Adopt the Legislator, a safety program. Just tell an agriculture story to the consumer. You'd enjoy it and have a great time. It'd be fun.
Thank you very much, Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert from Randolph County. Reporting from the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago, I'm Katie Wilson on FM 106.